This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Tianjin in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. The Prime Minister will participate in the 25th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit beginning today. More from our correspondent.
This is the fifth time China will host the SCO summit. Chinese President Xi Jinping will chair the proceedings, with more than 20 world leaders and 10 heads of international organizations expected to attend. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants, making this the largest and most ambitious SCO gathering so far. Under the theme, Upholding the Shanghai Spirit, SCO on the Move, China has declared 2025 as the SCO year of sustainable development. The summit will review achievements of the past 25 years, adopt a 10-year development strategy and deliberate on regional security, economic growth, connectivity, counter-terrorism and cultural cooperation. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Earlier, Mr. Modi concluded his two-day visit to Japan, where he participated in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit yesterday. The Prime Minister met with governors of 16 Japanese prefectures, emphasizing collaboration between Indian states and Japanese prefectures. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast at 11 a.m. across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. During the call, President Zelensky shared his perspective on the recent developments related to Ukraine. Mr. Modi thanked President Zelensky and reaffirmed India's steadfast and consistent position for peaceful settlement of the conflict and support for efforts aimed at the earliest restoration of peace. India's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in the first quarter, April to June in the current financial year, which is the highest in the last five quarters. In the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 6.5% in the first quarter, while it stood at 7.4% in the fourth quarter. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh announced the government's plans for a military upgrade, saying India's forces cannot afford to be dependent on foreign supplies in the present times. The Defence Minister was in Noida for the inauguration of a private aero engine test facility yesterday. Mr. Singh, in his address at a conclave, has said that the government would provide complete aerial security to all important installations in the country over the next 10 years under the proposed Sudarshan Chakra air defense system. Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated India's first tempered glass manufacturing facility for mobile devices in Noida yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said, in the past 11 years, electronics manufacturing in India has grown six times to reach a production value of 11.5 lakh crore, with exports of over 3 lakh crore and direct and indirect employment for 2.5 million people. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand for today. In badminton, star men's double pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty exited the 2025 BWF Badminton World Championships with a bronze medal after their men's doubles semi-final loss to China's Chen Bo Yang and Liu Yin in Paris last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.